Oh.
Not me.
Robbie Williams, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was so wonderful. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was nice and intimate.
Pretty intimate.
Pretty intimate. And thank you for listening to my new songs.
They could sing along. They could already sing
along.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, the album's only been out for 10 days and they know all the words. Yeah. Who's been downloading my album before it came out?
Talking of intimate, can we have an intimate break? Like, I have to tell you, you are the one who ruined my knees in my life.
I ruined your knees?
Yes, baby, you did.
Because, and your life.
Yeah, because I was a huge Take That fan. Uh-huh. And I was always doing like, do you remember this song? It was Never Forget. And I was like, never. And then falling down, and that was the choreo.
Oh, really?
Forget where you... Yeah, and I was really like, oh, now did I can't go hiking.
Well, I... By the time... Now you can't go hiking.
No.
Yeah. By the time Never Forget came out, they'd given me the sack. So I didn't do the routine for that. And now they don't go down on their knees now. Okay. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
So you don't have knee problems?
I have a back problem.
Really? Can you still play some soccer?
No, I can't play. I've got arthritis in my back.
Yeah,
but I've had injections for it, and now I'm not in pain. But for like years, every day, just in pain. And I don't know what it is. Because, you know, there was four other boys in the boy band that I was in, so I can't blame it all on the dancing. Yeah. And they haven't got bad backs. It must have been something that I did.
But I don't pity you, because you're 42 and I saw you naked on that magazine cover. Ah. And I feel like, okay, what is that body? What do you do, actually? What sports can you do? Do you do yoga?
I just don't eat. And I sit on the sofa and don't eat. But it's strange, as you get older, the road narrows more and more. Yeah. And your life becomes incredibly on rock and roll, to the point of, like, last night was the sugar night, last night was chocolate night in our house.
Okay.
Not like a cheat day, but a cheat evening, half an evening. And I had so much chocolate last night that I had a hangover from sugar this morning. This is from the man that went to rehab for some heavy, heavy drugs. And now I'm left to have a hangover with sugar. But I try to just do one evening a week where I let myself go. Because
Stick to
I
that.
Used to do like one decade a decade where I let myself go.
Well, let's make a point. You look amazing.
Well, thank you.
I heard that you're about to move from America back home to England, like as a second home base. Why not Switzerland? I'm not asking why not Russia, because you already explained. But why not Switzerland?
We thought about Switzerland.
Really?
Yeah, we have thought about Switzerland.
We've got really low taxes. Your album is...
Well, obviously, that would be the reason that I'd come here. I would be here for the people and the beautiful scenery. What was that about taxes?
No, we love you, because your album is really newly on number one.
Yeah, thank you, Switzerland. Thank you, guys. Yeah. No, genuinely, I mean, look, I don't know if this is a woman thing or just a wife thing, but she's constantly got a project going on. Something needs to be extended. I'm not talking about this. This works. It's filled a pram. But something either needs to be extended, or we need to build a thing or move to another place. Do you do this? Is this the moment? It might be my wife, but we're sort of like... We kind of got into the new house 2 weeks ago. We've been waiting for it for 4 years. And I was in bed and I was sort of loving the new place. And like,
what
wow.
What house is that? This... 4 years waiting?
Yeah, it was a long wait for one reason or another. Anyway, so I'm in the bed and I'm like, this is great. And I look over and she's like looking at property in Switzerland. I'm like, oh my God, what have I married?
When you are living, like, I just recently read that you were saying you're living in a bubble of a pop star. Where did you get your inspirations from, actually, for the new album?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't like the question, should we just move on?
No. Well, look, you know, I've got a sense of purpose. My inspiration, I doubt, is from, you know, I wanted to do what the greats were doing on the TV, from the silver screen to the small screen, the people that made me laugh. I wanted to be like them. But right now, I've sort of got more purpose than ever. My inspiration is my kids, or my inspiration is my wife, and everything makes more sense than it ever has done. Because I was this sort of textbook kind of pop star that kind of, I've got to the top of the mountain and I'm still unhappy. You know, that was me. But I've got this big house and it's making me miserable. You know, it's like so boring to be like textbook that. And I kind of, great success happened to me and happens to me, but it was sort of like, I don't know if it's my depression or whatever it was, nothing made sense. And I just kept getting in the car and turning up and nice things were happening, but I was sort of aimless and bouncing off walls, metaphorically and literally sometimes. And then my wife happened at me. And all of a sudden there's purpose. Daddy goes to work. This all means something. We're going forward together. We're a team. And it all makes sense. And so I hope that answers the question that you kind of asked.
It does. It does. Okay. And it really... Love My Life, the song that we've just heard. I really like that.
Thank you.
A song dedicated to your kids.
Yeah.
It really encouraged me to have kids myself.
Have you got no kids?
No, I don't. But
you should.
Okay. Thanks.
This works. I can.
There is another song on the album. It's actually one of my favorites. It's called Motherfucker.
Yeah, Motherfucker, yeah.
And
it's about my son. He's two.
Yeah, it's dedicated to your song. And I was like, okay, I'm really bad in educational things because I'm not a mom. But why this?
Because I wrote a song for Teddy, my daughter, and it's called Go Gentle. And it's a very loving, caring song and very protective. And if you date my daughter, smashing... fucking face. Do not even think about dating my daughter. It's kind of like that. And then my son came along and I write my autobiography and I write my diary and Charlie deserved his own song. And I thought, well, what would I have liked my dad to say to me? Don't take it literally. It's not literal. But I would have liked to have been a bad motherfucker. So Charlie is a bad motherfucker. Look, his name's Charlton Valentine Williams. That's
a
bad motherfucker.
Do they know the word literally, like, motherfucker? Do they know the word? Do they, like, eating some chocolate and then motherfucker? Or
No. Look, he will do sooner rather than later. But, like, those sort of words are spoken around the house all the time. We're kind of like the Osbournes. But it's like... they can't drink wine either. They can't drink beer either. They can't watch certain TV programs because they're grown-up programs. And these are grown-up words and they kind of will be allowed to say them at some point, but just not now. I know it's strange, right?
No, I just thought about maybe you're the better looking Osbournes one. I think so.
Oh, well.
You look healthier.
Oh, well, thank you.
You are a social media addict, as I am, I think. Well, I always stalk you a little bit. You looking like, what does he do? Yeah, I was in a hospital. I really enjoyed that on YouTube.
Oh, right.
When
yeah.
the birth was happening. Who do you like to follow on social media? Who do you like follow or check out daily on Twitter, Instagram?
No one really. I sort of like looked at a few people at like how to do it, because the first few years I was just like, what's a Facebook? What's a Twitter? And then people go, but you've got 5 million followers. And I'd be going, I don't even know what that is. And then, you know, times are changing. And you either change with the times or you don't, and you get left behind. And also, I'm an addict, and it's another thing to be addicted to. So I sort of, like, looked at Lily Allen's Twitter. She's got 5.9. What is she doing? I don't know if I can do that. I'm not as brave as her. And then I went to look at Jessie J's Instagram. That's the only two people that I've looked at.
Really?
I was like, okay, what does Jessie J do? She does lots of suggestive pictures. So I don't know if I can do that either. But I don't really check anybody out. No.
I can recommend you your wife's Instagram account.
Oh yeah.
This is really, she's such a funny person. I think
I have to check out my wife's Instagram to make sure that I'm not in trouble or she's putting me in trouble. Yeah.
Alle Hörer von SRF 3, die heute im Publikum sind, I will quickly translate afterwards.
All of that?
Yeah. No. Just relax. Have a break. Have a walk at the lake. Alle Hörer, die heute im Publikum sind, die haben uns Fragen eingeschickt. Das war quasi ihr Ticket zu dieser Show. Und mit diesen Fragen wollen wir natürlich den Robbie Williams schnell beschäftigen. Aus 200 Fragen haben wir ein paar ausgewählt. Our audience.
Has some questions
for you. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
It's Christoph Wittmer from Wallenschwil. Oh, sorry, my English. Christoph Wittmer from Wallenschwil, he says, my wife keeps on saying that Robbie Williams, that's you, are the man of her dreams. It's been 20 years now. What the hell can I do that she will see at least a little bit of Robbie in me? Help, Christoph.
Oh, that makes me feel sad. I don't know what he can do. I wish him good luck. But they've been together, what, 20 years? Hang on. They've been together for 20 years.
Yeah.
He's doing just fine. If he's managed to stay with her for 20 years. And I may be helping their marriage and not even know. I wonder who she thinks of.
Sort of teasing. Alisa Petrova from Bern. Robbie, in your new song, you recommend to party like a Russian. How do you want to know how the Russians party? And I want to add, have you ever been to an all-inclusive island?
Have I ever been to an all-inclusive island?
Yeah, that's where the Russians party, I think.
I've been to a Russian party, but I've signed a non-disclosure agreement, so I can't talk about it. It's true. It's funny because it's true. And they, you know, we like to think that we party hard in Britain. We like to think that we're hardcore and hedonistic, but man, the Russians know how to party. Plus, that song is basically me just wanting to be an oligarch. I've seen these big yachts and I want one. And that's basically what I'd do if I was an oligarch.
Why don't you have one?
Because I'm not an oligarch. I'm an ol. I've just got to get to the gark bit.
Jacqueline Schneider from Diesbach wants to know from you, as you are a big entertainer, were you born or raised as an entertainer?
I've never known anything different, you know. I was born in a pub, and in the pub there was a jukebox, and on the jukebox there was Summer Nights by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. And I used to stand in front of the jukebox and mime the songs. And I was, I don't know, three, maybe two. And one time we were on holiday in Benidorm and I wasn't even three.
Spain, yeah.
Yeah. And I went missing. Nobody could find me. They thought there was a lost child. And I'd entered myself into a talent competition and I won it.
No, that's not true.
On my children. It's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And then afterwards, without even being told, I got a cap and then went around the pool performing to people and they would put money in the cap. And this was before I was three.
Do you remember what song that was?
Oh, it would be something to do with Greece. But I don't know. But I don't know any difference. So, yeah, I suppose that's what I'm here to do.
One more question. Stefanie Stauber from Bern. Which of the crazy things you did in your life would you recommend doing as well your children?
Which of the crazy things that I did in my life would I recommend the children do?
Your children. Sorry for my rude English.
No. The English is good. The question's bad.
It's not my question.
Which crazy thing would you do? I don't know.
I'm dying.
No, that's not
here.
Your fault.
Yeah, okay.
That's not your fault. It's just a terrible question.
I have one more.
What crazy things have you done, Guy Chambers, that you would want your children to do? I've been to Wet and Wild. That was pretty crazy.
That's brave. You're asking your band.
drinking Guinness? Is that the answer that you're giving? You see how difficult this is? Drinking Guinness.
Agree with that?
Yes, I agree with that.
Oh, man.
It's not your fault.
Thank you.
That's fine.
I still love you.
I still love you too.
Even though you ruined my knees.
No, but I'm sorry. But your knees are great to me.
Oh, thanks. Okay, we have to stop here. You're going to play one more song. It's really one song you could always fall down on your knees and, I don't know, marry someone or something if you feel like. Wanneer jemand wil heiraten, mag het toch bij de volgende song. I really thank you for playing one more song. Let's wait. I'm so nervous. Ciao.
A pleasure, darling. You did a great job. Round of applause for Catherine. Sorry about your knee. So there you have it. That's me. Do you enjoy me? Good, I aim to please and entertain. We're coming back next year. Do you know when it is, Barbara? 2nd of September, and it's at the... whatever that was. Where I played 3 years ago. The Elektrolinglund. What was it? Letzigrund. I can say that. The Letzigrund starter. Okay. Get you on stage? Oh, where I took you on stage. Yeah, that in English, that's weird. Anyway, that's where we're going to be next year. Come down, see the show. And until then...